Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment in the conflict zone that is now all of Europe and across Eurasia. The point of view of Moscow after another week of fighting in Ukraine and doubts raised everywhere in the Russian frontier. We start with the report of Vostok 2022, a gathering that is annual, east and west, this one in the west, of Russian military personnel and weapon systems. We're given numbers, 50,000 personnel, 5,000 weapon systems, this time joined by China and other actors in the region participating with smaller units. However, Vostok 2022 very much describes the sense of siege and the Kremlin. Why siege? I mentioned there's trouble in the stands. The expectation is that Vladimir Putin will be meeting with the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, Xi Jinping, in Tashkent. Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, all these stands, once Soviet client states, are now restless and on their own looking to other sources of income besides Moscow. Moscow must worry about that, especially those who rebuke the war in Ukraine. And then we come to Armenia and Azerbaijan. In no way is that tangle settled. Azerbaijan now occupies parts of Armenia. The Russian peacekeepers are ineffective. There is an exchange of violence back and forth. Again, that's a challenge to Moscow on the frontier. Syria is largely unsolved. Turkey and Iran are bad actors in Syria as far as the Assad regime is concerned, but the Assad regime itself is a bad actor, and Russia's entangled. Ukraine, we can just speak to the fact, fog of war, that the Ukrainian forces are said to be having a good week, making advances not only in the south against Kherson, but in the north, in the Kharkiv Oblast. More of that in a moment. And I mentioned along the NATO frontier, after the meeting in Madrid, the Kremlin must now deal with a century of conflict in which Ruski Mir turning inward might be their only best idea. Professor, that's enough. Because Moscow cannot concentrate on Ukraine, I wanted to mention all the problems. What is Moscow's point of view at this moment in your measure, Professor? Good evening to you.
Good evening, sir. Moscow's point of view is, I think, comparable to someone who's climbed an observation tower along the Mohawk Trail or something in a thick fog and reaches the top and reads about how you can see X number of states from here, but can't see a thing. We have a very thick fog of war, and as you have pointed out, it does not simply engulf Ukraine and some of the settlements in Ukraine that most Westerners have not heard of before. It involves the whole of Eurasia, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. And as we will see, there's potential for very serious escalation. The first point I'd make about Moscow is that Mr. Putin is almost preternaturally calm. I don't know whether he's sedated, whether he isn't reading the news, but he seems to think, or he lets it be known, that things are going well. In fact, the news is now widely confirmed of an astonishing Ukrainian offensive in the north, which has taken Kharkiv, Kupiansk, and Izium. I will explain the significance of those cities, But as one writer remarks in one of the sources that I read, this is the sort of operation that will be talked about for years to come. How shall I explain it? Belgorod, as we've said many times, is the chief rail connection to Ukraine in the Far East, which is where Donetsk and Luhansk are, and it's also then the whole point of holding Donetsk and Luhansk is to have a connection down above all to Kherson and the other cities that are just north of Crimea, because there is an aqueduct that runs quite a distance from west to east before from the Dnieper River before it turns south and goes into Crimea, and it provides the water supply for Crimea. Well, from Russia, there is one main so-called trunk line, major heavy line, railroad line. Russian logistics are based on railroads that goes to Belgorod. And then from Belgorod, there is one line that goes to Kupiansk, and that is that's a major intersection of four different railroads. And it takes you to the east side of the Donetsk-Luhansk autonomous region, or whatever they're trying to incorporate into Russia. In other words, it gets you beyond that so that you're on its further side. And then the second railroad goes from Belgorod to Kharkiv, and then it's a major railroad, and it extends south on the eastern side of this Russian-held or would-be Russian-held territory. In other words, if you can control these two rail junctions, the one at Kharkiv that gets you to the western side of Donetsk-Luhansk, of Donbass, and the one at Kupiansk, which gets you to the eastern side of Donbass, then you can cut off almost all Russian logistics that supplies to that whole region all the way down to the coast of the Black Sea. And the city of Izium, which has been fought over for a long time, is, if you think of the Russian position as being like a crescent, which goes from Lviv and then goes eastward and eastward and then loops around until it comes to Kherson above the Crimea, Izium is a city that is sort of between the two points of the crescent, and the Russians would like to go from Izium to Slavyansk and Lukyansk and so forth and close off that open side of the crescent and make it into a half circle. The Ukrainian attacks have now effectively eliminated that as an option for the Russians. The word is that the Ukrainians, that their great attack on Kherson, which is, Kherson sits on the water supply to Crimea, so it's very important. But when they noticed that the Russians were really getting worried and were moving all of their heavy equipment and such like down to Kherson, which is, it's very difficult. Logistics are very, very difficult. And thinning out their forces around Kharkiv, the Ukrainians made a lightning attack and swept away the Russians from the northern positions that they had already, in effect, abandoned. So when the fog lifts from this particular part of the Eurasian landmass, we may discover that the Russians are really in a desperate military position unless they do something different.
And from Moscow's point of view, do you sense any panic, Professor? We just have a minute.
Well, I've read some transcripts of commentary. There are blogs in Russia which are very, very impressed by the Ukrainians and not impressed by the Russians. And there is also talk of dissonance within Putin's inner circle of generals, none of whom, I should point out, or few of whom, have real battle and command experience. If you look at General Gerasimov and General Shoigu, who are his two closest advisors, neither of them has very much mud on their boots compared to the sorts of great Russian generals we think of in the past.
Professor H.J. Mackinder, international relations, commenting on the Moscow point of view at this moment. Remember, there's an empire here, and Ukraine is only one of the vulnerabilities. We turn now to Kyiv point of view and a special attention to the unsolved nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia. This is the Franz Pfister Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.